Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And if folks familiar with the show are familiar with our guest today, it's Richie James, the standout receiver from Middle Tennessee State. He was a combine invite. He was one of the top receivers since he arrived at Middle Tennessee State for the Blue Raiders. This kid was fantastic in Conference USA. But, Richie, we appreciate you sharing your time. You're about a month away, under a month away from probably realizing and having your dream come to fruition. What's it like being so close to this draft, my man?
Man, it's, obviously it's been a long process, but, you know, it's like one of those processes or the things where it's like a thought of, like, man, I don't want to get too excited, but I want to get excited, you know. But, you know, just got to be patient.
Yeah, you definitely. And you've had such a remarkable career. I mean, you leave with so many accolades at Middle Tennessee State. I mean, they're all-time leading receiver. You caught a pass in every game you appeared in. That was 31. As an underclassman, you arrived in Indianapolis at the scouting combine. I mean, when you look back, this team success, but – is there anything that you look back on and wish you could accomplish at the collegiate level that you failed to do?
I could have broke the records if I wanted to. I mean, obviously, I only need, like, you know, 80 receptions to break. I think, is that Justin Hardy's record? 399 receptions or something like that? You know, so
right.
Per year. Like, I was really close, like, you know, to, you know just – if I played and stayed for 4 years, obviously I could have broke those records. But, you know, obviously it's not about records. You know, it's about, you know, just making life decisions and making choices to, you know, continue to get better or, you know, stay the same.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, when does this kind of start to come, you know, something in the back of your mind where, you know what, maybe I am going to make, you know, the jump from the collegiate to the, you know, college, you know, the NFL level? I mean, what point of this past year, I guess 2017, did you kind of start having that sink in?
It was at the beginning of the year. I was thinking about it. You know, if I had two back-to-back good years. You know, so you know, I wanted to make that third year to, you know, a really solid year, and, you know, have the opportunity to, you know, to leave. And, you know, I left my mark on that program. So the program. So at the end of the day, I made that thought at the beginning of the year that if I had a really good year, you know, I made that transition, and obviously I didn't have a really good year, and I still had to, you know, make a decision to, you know, to leave or stay.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Richie James here on the C2P. You folks know if you missed any of this show in its entirety, it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name, followed by the 2018 Draft Blast, and then you can go to collegeyourpro.com. and check out his full bio. It's everything you're going to need to know about him as the days count down till April 26th, Dallas, Texas, and the 2018 NFL Draft. So what was it like, man? I mean, the combine invite as an underclassman, especially, you know, you missing some time this year, I thought that was fantastic for you. What was it like going down there and just start to really kind of get to know some of these teams as you went through the meeting process?
Yeah, man, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience, man. I really enjoyed it. You know, obviously, they try to get you out of your comfort zone a little bit. You know, you wake up really early and you stay up late. So, you know, it was fun, though. You know, just meeting a lot of people, meeting a lot of players that you see on TV, you know, and, you know, just being around the best players that, you know, number one draft picks and that soon to be number one draft pick. So, you know, just that was just the whole experience of, you know, going through that. And there's a lot of stuff that, you know, obviously people don't, you know about the combine. But, yeah, you know, it's just it was a good experience, though, for sure.
Nice. And did you make your way over to the Omni? Did you make your way to the Adidas suite? Did you make your way to the Nike suite and get some gear?
Oh, yeah, man, I got some gear, man. I got a lot of gear, man. I got a lot of gear sent back to me, you know, from the combine, man. I had, like, four bags sent back, so I definitely got a lot of gear for those guys.
Oh, that's funny. And, Richie, every time we have guys on that are going right before the combine, we always tell them, bring an extra duffel bag, bring some extra suitcase money because you get so much stuff. You're going to, you know, I've known guys that had to give stuff away at the airport. They didn't know. They didn't have enough room or, you know, extra money to kind of bring it along. So I'm glad you were prepared for that process. What's it been like since the combine? I mean, any interaction with teams and visits and all that stuff? Anything to share?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a lot of visits set up, but, you know, just my next visit set up right now is the testing. This next Monday.
Nice.
Or 2 minutes. Yeah, I think. So this is 15th or whatever. But, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, you got to love it, man. I'm sure this is an exciting time. For the folks out there listening, I mean, we've had you on the show a couple times. You've been so gracious with your time. But, I mean, for the folks out there, I mean, that are new to you, kind of get them acclimated to what you bring to the table, Richie. I mean, we all know, but I mean, if you're in the film with these scouts, they're breaking down the tape. I mean, what are they going to love you? What are those characteristics to the position of receiver that are going to just say, hey, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
I mean, obviously the guy that pops out of you on the screen that's going to be making plays. Obviously that's what it comes down to. Like, you want a guy that can make plays, and that's how it is at the end of the day, you know. You can be the fastest guy. You can be the slowest guy. You got to make plays, and that's what it's come down to. So if they want a guy that's going to make plays, that's what I'm going to do.
Definitely. And you are a playmaker. I mean, like I said, the production is just off the charts. The physical ability, I think, is off the charts. And, again, happy for you. You're so close to this. Are you giving any thought to that weekend of April 26th and how you're going to spend it? I mean, family and friends, a big party? Are you just going to kind of go hide away and do the J.J. Watt thing and just go fishing? I mean, how do you plan on using that weekend and soak it all in?
Man, just like you said, I'm like J.J. Watt. I ain't go fishing or nothing like that, but I'm just going to go somewhere, man, just enjoy myself. Obviously, that's, I ain't going to watch it. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to watch it. I'm just going to wait for that call, man. That's all I'm going to do. Just expect it.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, I'm sure you probably went to one of the facilities. Where were you doing your combine prep training at?
Oh, I was combine prep training in Fort Worth, Texas at APEC.
Oh, okay. APEC does a great job. Excellent job. When's the last time you were down there? You still working with them, or are you kind of over that?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm done now. I mean, obviously, that was just combine. That was just prepping for the combine. That was it. That's pretty much after the process. But my pro day was, my pro day was later, then they would I would stay a little bit longer, but my pro day was early, so I just came back from the combine straight to Murfreesboro.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Richie James, filling back the layers of finding out what this young man brings to the next level and waiting to hear his name called on the weekend of April 26th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. A big moment, a big, big time for him. We're talking about this combine prep training. I mean, how much of a difference, I guess, in terms of size? Did you add weight? Did you shed weight? What was the kind of the mindset once you got there and you started delving into this, getting ready for the combine?
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, I added some weight. You know, I got a little thicker. Obviously, put on a little muscle. And, you know, obviously, I got a little better with my – with details, but just like my body, just period, just, you know, adding, you know, just cutting slack out of my legs when I run, you know, just little things, you know, so much little stuff I can talk to you about, man. It's so much that I can just go on about, but, you know, they did a really good job of just training us and just preparing us to be, you know, the best we can possibly be.
Nice. What's that like thinking? I mean, because, one, you're dominating at the collegiate level, so you kind of probably have a good idea that you're pretty good at what you're doing, but what's it like going off to a place like that, and then you realize there's just such another level that you can learn?
Oh, yeah, obviously, you can learn, like, you know, just being able to, like, for example, when we were running, we're learning how to run our 40s and stuff like that. You know, just being able to, like, you know, to straighten out your back leg and to be able to keep your heel flat, you know, to the ground, and be able to keep your toes up, you know, to be strong enough to be able to be bouncing, like, you know, while you're running, stuff like that. You know, just little things like that that you can learn, like, that you didn't know about at all. You know, you thought you was running the proper way when you really wasn't running the right way. So, yeah, it's so much stuff you can learn, so much little details that you can focus in on.
After a few weeks at Apex doing your thing, adding a little bit of muscle, was Richie James maybe taking the shirt off and seeing some views in the mirror, checking himself out?
Oh, yeah, man. I do it a couple times, you know, just make sure, just to remind myself that I've done a great job at Apex, and they've done a great job in helping me prepare for this process. So, hey, or not.
definitely. Well-deserved, man. You know, and bringing back up the Texans Pro Day, what's it like when you go on one of these pro days? I mean, do they tell you to bring anything? I mean, what do you have to do on your behalf? And what do you got to show up with, or do you have to show up with nothing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, all you do is bring a quarterback. I mean, I didn't – you said the Texans pro day?
I mean, the Texans workout. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, man. The workout, I go to, I visit the Texans next week, but yeah, we work out. I work out with Wes Walker, you know, the next week, and then the week after that, I go visit. But got any other workout? I worked out with Atlanta yesterday, and like just doing that workout, you know, you got all you need is a quarterback, and they just put you through drills and you know, making sure that trying to check you out, get a feel for you, and you know, see if you can catch you. You know, for me, see if you can catch you, you run routes and stuff like that. So that puts you through simple drills. Some coaches take a little longer than others, you know. But it's a fun experience to be around the coach, and they coach you up and do through their drills and how they like you know work and operate.
Definitely. Any free gear from those guys? Did they give you anything when you walk out the door?
No, I haven't got anything yet.
Hopefully you get that stuff on draft day, Richie. Hey, man, it's been a blessing watching you at the collegiate level. I can't wait to see you do your thing at this next level. But before we let you go, you know how the show goes. We always like to have some fun. You ready to wrap the show up with some off-the-wall stuff?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, your cleats, your spikes, it's a very in vogue thing right now to get something painted on your shoes. If you could have anything on your shoes, what would you want to see down there?
I probably just get like a painting of my city on it. You know, obviously I represent my city, you know, a lot, and I love my city, so I probably get my city.
Nice. And how about this one? Coach Stockstill, the main head coach at Middle Tennessee State. Did anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
No, not I can remember. Most people really do impersonation of like Coach Ellis or something like that. Most people you plan on Coach Ellis or anything.
Awesome stuff. And then the final one before we let you go and before you become probably a NFL draft pick, which is exciting to say. I don't know who you said before. I'm going to have to go back to look to see if it remains the same. But you know the question. If you could take out any female celebrity, Richie, who are you going to take to dinner?
Man, to be honest with you, I ain't gonna say nothing because I'm not really into all that, you know. To be honest with you, so I'm good. I ain't really into all that, you know. What I'm saying? I like to chill by myself, so I'm good.
Awesome. You do want to chill by yourself. You're gonna chill by yourself on draft day. Chill by yourself. It's all good,
I'm
Richie.
Myself. I'm
yeah,
good.
Man. It's all
good. Cool. I don't need all that. I'm good.
Yeah. You're right. You know what? You actually are good. This is the best way to be, especially if you're so close. You don't want any headaches, man. Richie, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. We appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man, for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Richie James, one of the top receivers in this upcoming draft class. Kind of the Hey, that call is screwed by. As always, big shout out to Richie James. Great career. We appreciate him joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.